Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm here with Alfred Brooks and Robert Lipsky for our four-section interview. Section one will include Alfred's thoughts on a robbery that happened in the book. Section two will have Alfred's thoughts on James throughout the book. Section three, I'll be picking his brain on his thoughts over the main central theme of the book. And section four will include the author of The Contender, Robert Lipsky, and will include what he considers a central theme and his all-around thoughts on the central theme. Alright, let's hop right into it. Alright, section one. Let's begin with, when you first encountered James before the robbery, did you know of her plans?
I knew something was up, and I knew it wasn't good. I just wished I could have stopped James that day.
Did you intentionally forget about the alarm in that store?
No, I wanted to tell them, but they were already gone.
Did you set them up?
No, those are my boys. I would never do that.
Alright, one last thought. Was the repercussions handled well?
Considering two of them got away, one was injured, and James was arrested, I would say James did not think the whole situation all the way through.
Section 2. Alfred's overall thoughts and experiences with James. How long would you say you've known James?
I've known him as long as I can recall. We grew up together.
How long have you considered him your partner?
Since the first time we met up in the cave in Central Park, we have been there for each other through everything. I would never change that for anything.
You say you and him drifted apart slowly as the events of the book went on?
I would say yes. We definitely drifted apart for the main part of the book. With me training myself and him chasing popularity, we drifted. I did help him out of a very hard spot in his life following the end of the book.
Alright, section three. Alfred's thoughts on the central theme. Would you say the main theme of the book would be growing up and finding your place in the world?
Definitely, yes.
How would you have applied this theme to yourself, as the events of the book transpired?
I never quite fit anywhere, and any time I tried to, it never works out. Life is about the difficulty of growing up and finding your identity in the world. I struggle with that greatly because I know what is right and wrong, but I just haven't found my place.
How do you know it was right, even though many people test you a lot?
I stick to my gut. Whether it is right or wrong, I tend to stay in the moment and not think about the consequences. That alone tends to screw with people.
Alright, section four. Alright, I'd like to introduce Robert Lipsky, author of The Contender.
Glad to be here.
What would you consider to be the central theme?
Growing up, that's it. Though, in some boxing, and then boom, you have The Contender.
How would you say you exemplified it in the book?
And Alfred alone, he grows as a person through the whole book, from a street rat to a decent boxer. Also, James goes from a street rat to a junkie. Life is about what path you choose and who you decide to follow.
With the interview section concluded, I would just like to add a couple extra thoughts. I'd like to say thank you to Alfred and, let's say thank you to Alfred and Robert.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. And I would like to say that your book was very good. And the ending was kind of spotty, though. Well, but that's really it.
Thank you, and I had a good time on the show.
Alright, that just about wraps up the podcast. Whether or not I'll make another episode on this podcast is really iffy. Because, for reasons that I will not say, because I really don't like making podcasts. Alright, and... that's about it.